arms embargo on Iran that barred it from purchasing foreign weapons has expired. That's despite objections from the United States. Iran on Sunday called the end of the arms embargo a, quote, momentous day for the international community in defiance of the U.S. regime's effort. It's not clear what weapons Iran will seek to buy. Its economy is suffering from sanctions. A day after winning a second term in a landslide victory, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says she sees the election result as an endorsement of her government's efforts to stamp out the coronavirus and reboot the New Zealand economy. Speaking at a cafe near her Auckland home, Ardern says she expects to form a new government within 3 weeks and to prioritize work on the virus response. Her popularity soared earlier this year after she led a successful effort to halt the spread of the coronavirus by implementing a strict lockdown in late March. Ardern's Liberal Labor Party got 49% of the vote, crushing the Conservative National Party, which got 27%, and is also led by a woman. Ardern says the margin of the victory exceeded their expectations. Australia's second largest city, Melbourne, has loosened lockdown restrictions as new and active COVID-19 cases continue to decline. From midnight Sunday, Melbourne residents will no longer face limits on the time they can spend away from their homes for education or recreation. Previous restrictions allowing city residents to travel only 3 miles from home will increase at midnight to 15 miles. Outdoor gatherings of up to 10 people from two households will be allowed, and golf and tennis can resume. Victoria State reported only 2 new cases of COVID-19 on Sunday and no deaths. For more on these and other international stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Guineans began voting for president Sunday with the 82-year-old incumbent Alpha Conde going for a third term. The poll follows months of political unrest in the former French colony Guinea, where dozens of people have been killed during security crackdowns on mass protests against Mr. Conde. The president pushed through a new constitution in March, arguing that it would modernize the country, but the move allowed him to bypass a 2-term limit for presidents. After decades as an opposition activist, Conde became Guinea's first democratically elected president in 2010 and won again in 2015. Rights groups have increasingly criticized him, though, of being an autocrat. The vote marks the start of a busy election season across West Africa, with votes also due in Ivory Coast, Burkina Faso, Ghana, and Niger. Turkish-held Northern Cyprus votes Sunday, too, for a new leader. The breakaway state is only recognized off-island by Turkey. The presidential vote pits an incumbent who supports reunification with the Greek-speaking Republic of Cyprus in the south against a Turkish nationalist. The Turk wants a two-state solution. He's now the prime minister of the self-proclaimed Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus, and he's backed by Turkey's president, Tayyip Erdogan. Under Erdogan, Turkey has become an assertive regional power, now arguing with EU states Greece and Cyprus over oil and gas reserves and waters off the in waters of the eastern Mediterranean. The polls come amid an economic crisis deepened by the COVID-19 pandemic, which has largely shuttered the tourism sector on the island. The new region now voting was established after the north was occupied by Turkey in 1974 in reaction to a coup that aimed to annex Cyprus to Greece. Political observers say that much of the electorate wants to live in a united Cyprus. One popular hashtag translates in English to peace because, one user wrote, we don't want to be puppets in our own country. 11 soldiers are dead and a frantic search is underway for 11 others after a huge landslide hit central Vietnam Sunday. The country is battling its worst flooding in years. Heavy rain has pounded the region for more than a week and at least 64 people have been killed in floods and landslides, according to Vietnam's Disaster Management Authority. And concerns are mounting that waters could rise even further. Rocks rained down on the barracks of a military station in Quang Tri province, with 22 soldiers believed to have been buried underneath thick mud. An official government website said 11 bodies have been recovered so far, the government said as well. River levels in Quang Tri had reached their highest in 2 decades, state media said. That's all we have time for.